This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado home builders slowed down in 2023. Permits for new construction fell for a second straight year. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Last year, permits issued for new single-family homes in Colorado fell below 20,000 for the first time in years. John Covert is with the real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield. He says high interest rates starting in 2022 kept the demand for new homes low.
I think the interest rate spike that we felt back then really had a long-lasting effect all the way through the end of 2023.
Covert says fewer new homes keep supply low and prices high. But he expects home construction to be significantly higher this year as interest rates nationally have started to decline. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Thousands of students who attend the University of Northern Colorado could get free tuition and no fees under a new program. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The program is called UNC Tuition Promise. Students with the greatest financial need will receive up to 16 credits a semester free. The program will benefit about 1,000 current students. It's also open to incoming students whose family income is less than $65,000. In addition, undocumented students are eligible. Students must also be Colorado residents. The Greeley University guarantees admission to eligible Colorado high school students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver police are continuing an investigation into a mass shooting that happened early Sunday morning in the northeast part of the city. Officials said an uninvited group showed up to a house party in the Green Valley Ranch neighborhood. A confrontation followed, which escalated to gunfire, leaving six victims. Two of them, a man and a boy, died from their wounds at the hospital. Police have not released details of a suspect or suspects, nor have they made an arrest. Thank you for tuning in to Morning Edition on this Monday morning. In 10 minutes, the results of El Salvador's presidential election and more to come.